with all these people here, he's not going to be able to give more than 100,000. And if we get rid of all of them and have just a small crowd, it'll be a lot more for each of us. I mean, after all, he's got to share. He preaches sharing. Look at that. It's true, isn't it? If it ain't true, then it should be. I mean, the best way to work with the Word of God is to be honest with yourself and with it and recognize it. Yeah, some of those feelings are probably having. You know, you'd be going, well, where will all these people be called Roger on the jackpot? I'd be thinking exactly the same thing. But the anticipation level would be pretty high, wouldn't it? Because you came to get something. Well, you see, we should come every time we come to the Lord to get something, expecting to get something. And when I say to you, you're rich. See, I've just given you a little insight into getting it. And the Word of God is true always. Well, God has been pouring His Word into us right here for almost 20 years. And all together, we've been growing together, those of us who have been together the whole time, somewhere between 24 and 1 year. Okay? But He's been sowing these things into us, and we're sitting here. I just want to share this. I was listening to a word by Kim Clement, and he was talking about that he had had a word for a woman. The woman and her husband had come to him for a word, and they couldn't have children. And he gave them the word. He said, behold, you will have children. And then the word continued and said, and the child shall be a sign, and death will not rule over you. And he said he got done with it. He thought, that's it. He said, I didn't know what God's doing for sure, but I said it. And that was it. Well, sure enough, they have a child. And then a couple, 2 or 3 years later, the husband decided to run for political office. And in the process of his running for political office, in the midst of all of that, he had a heart attack and he died. And it was documented that he died because it was on the police video camera for 35 minutes he was dead while they worked on it. And they took him to the hospital and they took him into the room and they pronounced him dead. And they came out and they said to her, we're sorry, he's dead. And her child was standing there beside her. And that word that he had spoken to her rose up in her spirit that the child will be a sign that death will not rule over you. And she headed into that room. And he said they physically bruised her trying to keep her out of that room. But she got into the room, she grabbed him by the feet and said, you will not die! And he got up. And he won the political race. His senator took her to the state of Georgia.
Praise God.
How's that feel? The word that is in you, the word is nigh you, it's even in your mouth. The word that you have received is ready to be birthed. Every word that you receive is ready to be birthed. If you can't believe it, then you can receive it. It's there. It's in you. Every word. Words that you forgot are in there. And the Spirit of God can bring them up and accomplish what God wants, because God watches over His Word to accomplish it, to fulfill it, to perform it. He's just waiting for us. And you are an heir, according to the promise, absolutely by the grace of God, because your name is on the list. Your name and the names of those who have not yet been born yet, and on into the time when the Lord himself returns with a shout. Every name is on it, and whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved and will enter into this inheritance.